Park City is known for one of the most festive and well-attended July 4th parades in Utah. People come from all over to be a part of Main Street's favorite event and enjoy a good old small-town tradition, and Park City doesn't disappoint. With the country's 250th birthday this year, the community will certainly be ready to celebrate and enjoy the marching bands, the floats, and the fire trucks. But did you know that Park City's been host to hundreds of different parades and processions since the 19th century? I certainly didn't. Step into the Park City Museum, and you will find that Main Street has been home to war protests, funeral processions, and yes, July 4th parades. I had a chance to speak with Courtney Titus, the Park City Museum curator, and talk with her about this exhibit, how it came to be, and the super cool history that she and her research team uncovered while putting this exhibit together. So happy birthday, America. Let's get out our red, white, and blue, and let's have a parade.
Hi, is this Courtney?
It is.
Hi. Hi, it's Andrea. What gave you the idea to do this exhibit about parades in the Park City Museum?
We've known for a while now that we had this big milestone event coming up, the semi-quincentennial, or the 250th anniversary of our country. And so we knew we wanted to do something for that. We wanted to use that opportunity to help people become more engaged with their history. So we really wanted to be a part of that. So we came up with this idea of doing an exhibit for the semi-quincentennial.
That's a mouthful, isn't it? Semi-quincentennial.
It is. I've had a lot of practice saying it.
I know. I mean, I have had no practice, so I will definitely screw it up.
Or you can just say the 250th. That's easier.
There we go.
But so when we were thinking about doing an exhibit, an in-house exhibit, which means it's something that staff here at the museum develop ourselves. So we research, write, edit, design, produce basically the entire thing ourselves about Park City history. But it was a bit challenging trying to figure out how to do that in a way that's still focused on Park City's history while connecting it back to events that happened 250 years ago. So my exhibit team and I, and a big shout out to them, I could not have done this exhibit without them. We had a lot of meetings, a lot of conversations and discussions about what we should talk about in our exhibit. And we had a lot of great ideas, but none of them really connected back to the 250th. So one day I was going through our archives of our Way We Were articles. The title of it was Park City Loves a Parade. And it featured a photograph of one of our early 4th of July parades. And so it just kind of hit me. I was like, oh my gosh, this would be great. So our exhibit has three main sections. We have a section called Park City Celebrates, a section called Park City Mourns, and one called Park City Protests. So we expanded the concept to cover these three different types of communal outdoor public gatherings: parades, processions, and protests.
I love it. Parades, processions, and protests. And you got an alliteration in there in the meantime.
We do. Yeah.
I love it. So tell me, how long did it take to create it?
It was 2.5 years in the making. So we started thinking about it over 3 years ago now. And yeah, it was a big project. I think there's a little bit of something for everybody. We really tried to make the exhibit feel immersive. So we wanted it to be, we wanted to take our visitors through an emotional journey. So you have the celebrate section that is, you know, a little bit patriotic, a little bit nostalgic, but really focuses on the times when our community has come together to celebrate shared joys. You know, despite our differences, we've come together and found things that we can all be happy about and celebrate together. And the mourn section is about how we can come together in times of tragedy or grief.
What's in the mourn section? Can you just give me a couple of...
So the mourn section focuses on processions, specifically funeral processions that have happened in Park City for various reasons, whether it be a horrific mining accident that killed many people or a national tragedy like 9/11, or just a beloved community member that has died and people are grieving that person. We also talk about Chinese funeral processions and the customs that our Chinese community had and how they dealt with grief through their own types of funeral processions and how those differed from what, so we compare and contrast those two different types of customs and how they sometimes conflicted with each other.
Interesting. And then all in our little town. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
You know, of course, when I think parade, it's July 4th and the traffic and the thing and the excitement and all of that. And that's a pretty surprising thing. And is there anything else that I would find surprising about the history of parades in Park City? Is there like something that jumped out to you when you were curating it and doing the research?
Check out this fun fact that I heard when I was walking through the exhibit about how children used to be bribed to be a part of the parade.
Normally, the kids would get their prize, usually a nickel or a dime, depending on the decade, and later, also a movie ticket for the local theater after the parade was over. But in 1911, the organizers made a mistake and gave the children their nickel early, before the parade began. According to the park record, as soon as they received their coin, the children disbanded and made a scramble for the candy shops. From then on, the organizers made sure the reward was handed out only after the kids had completed their duties of marching in the parade.
Well, when we were researching, especially for the Celebrate section, which is the section on parades, you know, of course we focused on the 4th of July parade, which is our biggest parade, and Miner's Day. We also had a lot of fun discovering lesser-known parades, especially parades that are very unique to Park City or that showcase our quirky side. We had fun discovering those stories and then telling them in the exhibit. Yeah, if you come into the exhibit, you might learn about a parade that you didn't even know existed.
Is July 4th parade this the biggest and most attended historically? Is that the one that gets the most attention in terms of attendees? Or were there other ones that were bigger at some point?
As far as I know, the 4th of July parade has always been one of our biggest parades, if not the biggest one. And it's in our research, we uncovered that we had a little, we'll call it a friendly disagreement with the town of Logan, because here in Park City, we, and this is the editor of the Park Record who's expressing these opinions, but we felt that the 4th of July parade should be the biggest celebration, whereas in Logan, they really focused on Pioneer Day.
Uh-huh.
But there, you know, there was a disagreement about which holiday really deserved the most attention. But here in Park City, it really has always been the 4th.
Is there something, do you know about this year's parade? Is there something super special about the fact that it's the 250th year?
I know that the theme of this year is the semi-quincentennial, the 250th.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know all the details on what that's going to involve. The museum is not going to be in the parade for the 4th of July. We usually are in the Miner's Day parade. So I'm hoping that we're going to do something big.
Well, this has been really cool. I'm so, I hope everybody goes and checks it out. And how long will it be up?
It opened in March of this year. It's going to be up for a year. So it'll be up until March of next year.
And did they give out awards for like best exhibits in the Park City Historical Museum?
I don't know. I think they might.
Well, I'm very impressed. I think you've done a great job. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Great,
appreciate it.
If you get a chance, go check out this Everybody Loves a Parade exhibit at the Park City Museum. It's very cool. I'm not kidding, y'all. And happy July 4th. This is Andrea Buchanan with the Community Campfire.